Blind Man's Crusade over life-saving app. A man without sight, who dragged his father to safety from a car after it fell down a 10-foot verge, has urged people to download an app that helped emergency services save their lives. Martin Ralph, age 30, an applications and tech programmer for a fire service, was travelling home with his dad, John, aged 58, in December 2023, when their car slipped on the road due to the rain. They plummeted 10 feet off the edge of the road into a body of water, but Martin managed to rescue his dad through the sunroof. He then used the What Three Words app to help emergency services pinpoint their location, using a three-word combination, with the app allowing a police car to find them within 15 minutes after Martin pulled his dad up the verge. The app is used by 85% of the UK's emergency services and allocates a unique combination of three words to each 3 metre square across the planet, making it simple for emergency services to pinpoint an exact location. Martin had downloaded the app by chance a few months prior, as he was testing it for work, but never imagined he would need it in his own emergency situation. Martin, who lives with his wife Samantha, age 32, and their son Leo, 2, and also has a 7-year-old daughter from a previous relationship, said, "I don't know what we would have done without What Three Words. There were no notable landmarks. It was dark outside, and I'm blind. It saved our lives." Describing the accident, Martin said, "It was raining, and the road was a bit slippy. Fortunately, we'd left my guide dog at home to keep my mum's dog company, so luckily he wasn't in the car with us. We were only travelling at around 15 miles an hour, as it was a casual drive, no rush. I noticed the car wobble a bit, but there wasn't much to it. Then the car just slipped and felt like we were shooting to the left side of the road. My dad managed to control it and we stopped. There was no problem, and we were just about to have the phew moment when again the car just slipped and we fell off the edge of the road. We tumbled 2 or 3 times down a verge until we came to a rest with the car in the air and myself in the passenger seat with the window shattered and in water. They had fallen 10 feet down a slope and were trapped in water that was 3 feet deep with the car on its side. Martin was in the water, and his dad, who was driving, was above him. Martin added, "My dad shouted to me, 'Are you okay?' And I was like, 'I think so.' There was a bit of back and forth, but he was a bit groggy with his answers, so I was concerned." Martin managed to open the sunroof. After releasing his dad from his seatbelt, the 30-year-old guided him through the roof. After grabbing his phone, Martin rang emergency services and attempted to explain his location. He said, "I was trying to figure out where I was, and I asked my dad, 'Do you have a clue where we are?' But he didn't. Then I remembered I had What Three Words on my phone." He gave his 3-word code to the call handler, who told Martin that a car was 15 minutes away, but he knew it would be problematic for rescuers to reach them at the bottom of the verge. After leaving John by the bank, he started to search for a way out, climbing through brambles and a barbed wire fence before eventually reaching the roadside. Martin then returned for his dad, who could not move his leg, and started towing him by his coat collar. Martin said, "About 3 feet from the road, I started to lose energy and the adrenaline was starting to wear off. He said he can recall meeting police officers and sitting in the passenger seat of the police car before losing consciousness. He woke up in hospital in a head block and wearing an oxygen mask. However, scans gave him the all clear from any serious head injuries, and he was discharged at 7 a.m. the next morning with severe concussion, torn shoulder muscle and torn ligaments in his ankle. John suffered no injuries, and it was a dead nerve that had prevented him from using his leg directly after the crash. Martin still receives physio for his shoulder and is emotionally wary about cars and speeding, with the dad of two saying he is now focused on promoting the What Three Words app. He explained, "Truly, I don't know what would have happened without What Three Words, because we didn't know where we were, we didn't have a clue. It meant that we were able to give the emergency responders the exact location of where we were, so I wasn't losing energy or losing time trying to find out our location, and I could focus on getting us out of the situation we were in. I'm on a bit of a crusade to make sure anyone I speak to is aware of the app and has it downloaded, because there's no reason not to have it."